Live from Palisades Amusement Park. Yes, hi everybody. Welcome to the Mountain Dew Cup Tickets Review. Bob Walker here. And welcome again to another big hour, a big full hour of your favorites in country and western sound. Along with Smokey Warren, the Mountain Dew Boys, featuring Dottie Bay, and tonight's special guest, direct from the Grand Ole Opry, Bill Carlisle. They're all here to entertain you. Brought to you by the good people who make that lip-smacking, delicious Mountain Dew. Let's get things underway. Here's one called I Used to Love You. Let's get together. Dottie, up front, to the Mountain Dew microphone. I Used to Love You. Since I saw you, and I don't know whether that's good or bad, but every time I see you, my eyes just light up.
Every time you see me?
Mm-hmm. My eyes always light up. I don't know why. It's the expression on your face.
Well, I got the audience with me tonight, because we got that yay smoky buttons out there.
Yes, I noticed.
There we go.
What does it say here?
You know, speaking of yay smoky buttons, we got all these kind of buttons over at the art gallery out there in Elizabeth. You're on Elizabeth area. Pick them up at the art gallery, man. Do that? You pick yours up over there, Bob?
Wait, at the Elizabeth Art Gallery?
Yeah.
Well, I kind of sneaked into your little attache.
Very good, yeah.
While you were in there.
Is that right?
All right. You may carry on as we have, what's next? The second number. I always get confused with the second number.
We got an instrumental here featuring our good buddies, Lloyd Gordon and Harvey Reynolds with the Oklahoma Stomp.
All right.
Thank you.
The Oklahoma Stump. Say, while that's on my mind, Smoke, what do you say we take a trip out there to Oklahoma, Texas way, and how about cutting up a medley or so?
Yeah, I got a medley here of about three of them, and I hope one is amongst your favorites or the folks out there. So, Harry, give me a little introduction. We'll start off with the Oklahoma Hills.
Many months have come and gone since I wandered from my home in those Oklahoma hills where I was born. Many pages of life has turned, many lessons I have learned. Yet I hope you like in those hills I still belong. Away down yonder in the Indian Nation, I ride my pony on a reservation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Away down yonder in the Indian Nation, the cowboy's life was my occupation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. But as I sit here today, many miles I am away.
I didn't think you were
memorize too many words like that all in a row, Smokey.
I swear I didn't either.
Smokey, I think let's take this opportunity to tell the folks about next week. I believe the semifinals coming up.
Hey, that's right. We have the semifinals coming up Thursday and Tuesday. The Thursday winners will report here on August the 10th. That's the first and second winners on Thursday. The Thursday winners report here on August the 10th. The Tuesday winners, the first and second winners on Tuesday, will report here August the 15th. That's next Thursday and the following Tuesday, August 10th and the 15th. The first and second winners. The Thursday winners appear here on August the 10th, and Tuesday winners are August the 15th.
You had $100, and that is the courtesy of the Art Gallery of Elizabeth, New Jersey. And something else we might make mention, Smoke, about the September 21st. The whole Mountain Dew gang will be down in Trenton.
That's right.
State Fair, and we'll broadcast live from 8 to 9, the usual time. That'll be September 21st.
Right, and sponsored by the good old Mountain Dew. On
you
top
better
of that,
believe
eh?
I'm on my 19th bottle.
September 21st. Remember that date at the New Jersey State Fair in Trenton, New Jersey. And we're going to have some grand old Opry stars there along with all the Mountain Dew boys
right.
And yourself and all the gang.
It's going to be a big night. We'll have at least a couple of hours on stage and 1 hour on the air. Well, I tell you what, Smoke, old Brother Davis is ready to push buttons and what have you. Before we present our special guest tonight, we'd like you to listen to this refreshing message. Yeah! Out here tonight, I'll tell you. And good hand clappers, too. Well, let's get those hands to work right now because we're going to have a nice warm welcome on a mic. Let's make it a nice cool Mountain Dew, we might say. All right, from the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee, let's make it feel at home, Phil Carlisle.
When I was young, I had lots of pills. I could get around, didn't need no help. Set them all down to get some bread. People all look at me and say, too old, too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore. Gonna get too old, too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore. I pick a fence, but I'm lucky if I jump and it's a too old, too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore. And getting too old, hey, too old, and won't cut the mustard anymore. Let's go.
Hey, Bill.
I said what?
Okay. You still jump 5 foot. I don't know how you work, but you still work jumping your 5 foot in the air.
Bill?
But yeah, Bob.
Sneak over here.
Okay. Sneak over here. This mic with you. You still jump 5 foot and 3 inches on that when you cut the mustard.
The mustard.
Mercy.
You know, Bob, I've always said, if people ask me, say, can you jump high as you always did? I say, yeah. I just can't stay up partly as long.
Bill, let me take it on behalf of the Palisades Amusement Park and the Mountain Dew folks and all those Smokies boys here, and welcome to Palisades here, and for the great show we have every Thursday night, 8 to 9. And are you not working this Saturday on the Opry, are you? You'll be in town for place.
I'll be traveling Saturday night.
You will.
Going home. Right.
How long have you been on the Opry?
Well,
on and off.
I've been home 2 days in the past 8 days.
Uh-huh.
I was home 2 days and came on up here. And, of course, tomorrow I play. I don't know where I'll play tomorrow, but I'll play somewhere. Where down in Maryland, somewhere.
Oh, that far down.
Yeah, Stillwater, I believe.
You got a difficult number. You want to explain the next one? I'm getting out of here.
Well, this next number, Bob, is a tune that I'm real proud of. It sold 600,000 records. Of course, not by me, because I didn't record it, but Johnny Horton did. Now, I want to explain to the fellas here, the way we do this thing, I take off with the verse, Smokey. You all ain't gonna have no trouble. If anybody makes a mistake, it'll be me. You know that. But we ad-lib the first part, and then we'll play rhythm on the chorus. And everybody stops, and we start over. It's got a whole gob of verses. Here we. If you pat your foot, pat knee, neighbors. Please. Well, a tomcat is sitting on a bale of straw, and a bulldog sitting on the ground. Don't that get you right in there? I went pinched the bulldog's tail. They went around and around and around. They went around and around. It's the same old tale that the girl told me. Way down yonder by the sycamore tree. Same old tale that the girl told me. Way down yonder by the sycamore tree. Second verse. I had an old cow and she slobbered so bad. I went and spent all the money that I ever had. It's good to be with you, Smokey. I went to see the doctor what to do about it. He said I'd have to teach a cow how to spit. It's the same old tale that the girl told me. I'm down about the Supermore. The game was called off on account of rain. The humpback man went to get his quarterback, and the fullback kicked the hump off the humpback's back. It's the same old tale that the girl told me. Now I'm young about the Super Bowl three. Same old tale that the girl told me. Now I'm young about the Super Bowl three. How's that grab you? Now, this is the last verse. Listen to me. I just found out why ham is so high. They ain't but two hind legs on a hog, that's why. I'm gonna cross him up with an octopus and ham will come down. Be hog in the middle and ham all around. It's a simple deal. I'm young about it. Here. We're going to do one I'm going to talk this one off, and you got to listen close now to catch the message. I talk this soft, and you all listen soft. Okay? Now, me and Liz, y'all just play something like the Tennessee Waltz, our national anthem. That'll be good. Me and Liz was on our first date. We was a set at this red light, having to wait. This old boy walked up with a big possum grin, and he just opened the car door and got right in, and I thought, what kind of deal is this? Now, you know the thing that was getting me the most was the way this old boy seemed to feel his oats. Man, he was really getting under my skin just to sit over that big stinky pig. And I thought, what kind of deal is this? I got to wondering about this friend of Liz. But I figure in a minute she'll tell me who he is. But as we drove along, I thought, man, oh man. Because me and him and Liz was all three holding hands. And I thought, now, what kind of deal is it? I ain't too smart, but I could still see. This whole deal looked all fouled up to me. So I thought I better stop it. It was going too far. Because she was a-hugging me, and he was a-hugging her. Yeah, and I thought, now, what kind of deal is this? I knew it wasn't right, but what could I say? I thought, well, I just kind of let it go along that way. But pretty soon, I seen I was out on a limb, because I couldn't kiss her without kissing him. And man, I thought, now, what kind of deal is this? So I stopped the car and I said, look here, Liz. Blamed if you hadn't better tell me who this guy is. She said, I don't know him. I thought it was your friend. I said, well, if you don't know him, what's he doing here then? Man, I thought, what kind of deal it is? So I grabbed him by the collar and I jerked him out of the car. He's a little bitty fella. I said, buddy, I ain't never seen nobody like you are. How come you pull these kind of jokes? He said, well, sometimes it works and sometimes it don't. And I thought, what kind of deal is this? So I drew back my fist. I was going to hit him in the face. Boy, he broke loose now from a snake. So now here I stand just a-looking at Liz, and both of us are wondering who this guy is. Now, what kind of deal do you think this is? If you find out, I wish you'd let me know. It's tore me up like a sow's bed. I ain't never been so messed up in my life. Oh, I think.
That's the original. That's Bill Carlisle's and What Kind of Deal Is This?
Thank you.
Well, Bill, Uncle Wade, what do you say we take our innards right now? You and I step over to that Mountain Dew distillery. Les, let me hear some of them good sounds.
Okay. All right. What do you want me to do? I'm ready to try this.
Cock your pistol. Go get him, Bill.
I'd like to say, before I do this one, neighbors, we're going to be over at Copa Club in Sir Caucus.
That's Caucus.
Sea Caucus.
Sea Caucus, yeah.
As we get through here, we're going over there with Smokey Ward.
You ought to put that one in the album.
Huh?
You ought to put that one in the album.
I'll do it. All right, now here it is. I'm from a little old town down in Tennessee. It's called Bristol. But man, I can tell you lots of things that'll sure cop your pistol. I knew a feller, he had a scar right here on the side of his face. It was caused from a crash the old boy had in a Georgie stock car race. Everybody called him Scarface Sam. Man, his face, it was a sight. But you know, he went to a plastic surgeon and a doctor fixed him up all right. Now, this doctor took some skin from Sam somewhere. I don't know where he took from to put to. But I'm going to tell you something to talk to a pistol before I get through. Sam's face looks fine now. The scar's gone. Man, he's the talk of the town. But did you know every time that Sam gets tardy, his face wants to set down? Now, wouldn't that cock your pistol? You know, I know another old boy, Smokey. He's from a little old town way down south. His wife, she really had him under her thumb. He was afraid to even open his mouth. Everybody called him Fido, because he stayed in the doghouse so much. He could do anything that a dog could do. Seemed like he just had that special touch. He got to chasing the automobiles. He thought he was a dog, I guess. He'd run alongside him and bite at the wheel. But you wait till I tell you the rest. His wife got afraid he might bite some kid. He wouldn't even come home when she whistled. So she went and put a muzzle on him before he did. Now, wouldn't that cock your pistol? Now, folks, this is a true story. I know, because I was that soldier.
Bill Carlisle, come on, let's hear it. Well, it's due at time now, the country music review as here at Palisades Amusement Park. In fact, we might have a trio working for us. Let's bring up Dottie Mae to the microphones along with Jerry Haddon. Welcome to it. And Slim over here, Jerry Haddon. Okay. Here's one called Fooling Around.
The slim one.
Oh, let me say that live in Palisades Amusement Park, the Mountain Dew Country Music Review. And this is WJRZ Big 97 in Hackensack. Smokey, what do we have lined up next?
We
I could slow the tempo down and do a pair of beautiful waltzes. One, of course, is one that's written by our own Harvey Reynolds called The Reynolds Waltz, followed with another beautiful one written and recorded by good buddy of ours, Bob Wills. Got this one called The Westphalia Waltz. Isn't that right? Harvey? Okay, Harvey, kick it off.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, let's hear a song now that Dottie Mae sings beautifully, and I love the song myself. And let's give a nice round here to Dottie with Once a Day. Dottie?
I got news for you folks that are listening, you folks in here, and I didn't know that he was going to do this number. We did get a lot of requests for you, a number that you've been picking around clubs out in various parts of Jersey and Pennsylvania. One called I Lost You. That's one of Irving Berlin?
Irving Berlin wrote that in 1926, and Jimmy Dean recorded it, and the late Jim Reeves recorded it, and someday I'd like to record it. It's called When I Lost You.
Bob Lockwood, When I Lost You.
I lost the sunshine that rolled. I lost the heaven of blue. I lost the beautiful red. Hello.
gladness that turned into sadness when I lost you. I lost the sunshine and roses. I lost the heavens of blue. I lost the beautiful rainbow. I lost the morning dew. For I lost the angel who gave me summer the whole winter through. I lost the gladness that turned into sadness when I lost you.
Thank you. Very good, Bob. Very good. Now I'd like to do a number you haven't done in, boy, about 20 years. Well, I remember it. I was only 7 years old at that time when I first done it. We'd like to do one here. We were on a road here about 7 years ago throughout Canada, and it was a big request. It's one call, I'm telling you. Harvey, give me an introduction key. Hey, we'll kick it. I'm telling you, you better change the way. I'm tired of being around the town you change. There's someone in your dreams, there's someone there you, telling you I'm getting wise. So take this to you. I'm not the foolish soul I used to be. If you think you do me wrong, you come home alone. You had better stop your cheating.
Now, here's a man who had a bottle of Mountain Dew in his hand every Sunday morning.
Oh, there's a lot of Mountain Dew.
nice warm welcome. Welcome back, our guest of tonight's show, from the Grand Ole Opry, Nashville, Tennessee, Bill Carlisle.
A vine covers Jack in the mountains. Pray we fight in the battle of time. Here's a dear one to swear life's sorrow. That silver hair, daddy of mine.
Bill Carlisle, and he'll be making rounds this weekend in the country. metropolitan area. We'd like to bring to the Mountain Dew microphones now at Palisades Amusement Park, Toddy May, and Smokey Warren. Here's one that the Everly Brothers did some years back. Huh? All right. Is that thing a little sour a bit? All right. A reminder about the talent contest after the program. We'll take about a 15-minute break. You folks that are on your way out here, don't worry about applications. We got plenty here to fill out. And about the semifinals coming up next Thursday. Next Thursday, Thursday night winners report. Thursday, the Tuesday winners report, a week from this coming Tuesday here at Palisades Amusement Park. In case the Pony Express gets a little lost. Okay? Here's one called Walk Right Back.
That's right.
Okay, Smokey and Dottie. The number, I think we got time for two more if we hurry.
I'd like to get Jerry up here to sing one. I'm going to dedicate him to someone called The Bottle, Let Him Down.
The Bottle Baby sings yeah. Again.
I could bring you now.
right, it's Mountain Dew Country Music Review Program, and we'll be back again next week, by golly, with Smokey War and the Mountain Dew Boys, and featuring Dottie May, and guests Ben Trevor and Penny Starr. Bob Rockwell here wishing you a pleasant good night, and looking forward to seeing you next week at Palisades Amusement Park. Mountain Dew Country Music Review, produced by Norm Roslin, our engineer Gene Seawack, and heard only on WJRZ Big 97 Hackensack. Good night!